What other things did you have in the garden?
Well, we growed all kind of vegetables and all in the garden. We had turnips and mustard and rutabagas and cabbage and collards. And
what do you call those? A turnip? You cook a
turnip, he makes a green bush, and then he'll make a little white turnip on it. And some of them will be in a rich place, will be great big ones, you know.
Uh-huh. So you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Yeah. Well, we always cut the most, cut around and save the youngest, the center that is inside of the turnip. The little green leaves and all. These old rusty leaves, they should be some big ones, you know, and they'd be tough. You couldn't cook them. You can cook them and give them to the hogs if you've got some hogs and you want to do that. You can save them leaves and put them on and cook them, and the hogs will be glad to have them.
What do you call them? When you cook the tops, though, you call that?
Turnips.
Or
when you cook the... you just cook the tops.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the foliage.
Do you ever call that greens or salad?
Salad, most of the time. I call that the salad.
Uh-huh. What about something that grows in the ground and make your eyes water if you tried to cut it?
Well, I forgot. I think I got to think about it. But I remember there was something other than...
Oh,
it's an onion.
Mm-hmm.
It's an onion, and it'll yell in your eyes.
You know, there's one kind of onion that, or sometimes you take onions and pull them up before they're
matured. Good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you call those, and you just eat them raw. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a name for those?
They're table onions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a mild kind of an onion. They're not too... You have both kinds if you want it. There's some real so hot you can't eat it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some that's mild.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the mild ones is the one. But now we used to have, we call an old salad onion.
Mm-hmm.
And it would grow up way that high, the blades would.
About a foot high?
Uh-huh. And it was hot, good gracious. But the roots wouldn't... They'd grow long and big. And they didn't go round like most of the onions makes little round roots, you know. Makes big round roots. You can get great big ones. So, and it's according to what kind of material ground they're put in. If they're put in a good rich place, I say a cowpen, where you pen cows and all that. That's where we used to plant, make our potato patches, was in a cowpen. We'd have a big place fenced in that we pinned the cows in every night, you know. And that's the way we did, and turn them out every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always rich, you know. The fertilizer made it rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make potatoes, well, they just grow so fast and big until they'd crackle open.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be fit to eat it, but you could feed them to the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good hog feed.
What about something that's red and grows up on a bush sort of that you stake up?
That you take up? Red beets?
No, that you stake up. You have to stake the bush up, and this is red and maybe about this big.
We've got tomatoes on bushes.
Uh-huh. What do you call the tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Well, I just can't think of it, but I know it. There's radishes and things.
But the tomatoes.
But the tomatoes. The apples.
Now, there's one kind of tomato. It's real small.
Yeah, there's some small tomatoes, and then there's some large ones. And I did know the name of them large ones, but I can't call it them.
What about the names of those small ones?
The small ones? Well, they call them little tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Any other name for those?
Yes, there's another name for them large ones, but I can't...
What about for those smaller ones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tomatoes.